The first national survey of end-of-life care in Ireland opens today. The survey asks people who have been bereaved about the care provided to their loved ones in the last months and last days of their life. It aims to learn from people's experiences of end-of-life care in order to improve the services provided to both people who are dying and to their loved ones. The survey contains 110 questions on topics such as pain management, respect and dignity, emotional support, communication with healthcare staff and the provision of information. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Mary O'Connell, who's Director of Nursing with the Kerry Palliative Care Services. Mary, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
How important is this survey to your mind?
It's very important. This is the first national end-of-life care survey. And what is the most important thing about this is that there is going to be a huge quality improvement initiatives and plans coming from the result of this survey. The survey, as you mentioned, is online, I suppose, if you can view it, but it is for people that are that passed away in September, October, November and December. And the survey is going to be sent out in packs to anybody who registered the death of a family member or a friend during this time. And I suppose what I know, because I have been on different survey as well, is that an awful lot of time went into developing this survey, and they have specific questions about whether if somebody died at home, in a nursing home or a residential unit, in an acute hospital, or in a hospice or a specialist palliative care unit like we have here in Kerry. And all these questions are tailored about what is working well and what can be improved upon. So it is something I know it's very difficult for a lot of people, and when people get this in the post, and maybe the person who registered the death isn't the person who spent the most amount of time with their loved ones or their friend in the last few days, weeks or months. So even though the survey would be sent to the person who registered the death, they can give it to another family member or somebody else that was close to that person who passed away to complete it. It's really important that we do encourage people to complete the survey, because it's going to help all of us working in healthcare, whether working in a specialist unit or in a hospital or in a nursing home or GPs, about how we can improve upon end-of-life care, or if there are things we're doing well to make sure that we keep up that really good practice.
So difficult and all as it may be, and it probably is very difficult for many people even to contemplate going back there emotionally, it's very important that they consider it and that they do give an effort to do it.
Yes, and I really do want to acknowledge that. And, you know, I suppose the reason I would think that they have picked the last 4 months of last year is that a lot of things are going to be fresh in people's memories. And it will be, some people will have had a positive experience, some people won't have had a positive experience, perhaps.
Mary, you're not going to have people, I suppose, like taking notes through the process, but they still, if it's fresh in their mind, they'll remember. And because we get lots of people in the programme here who say, look, they're so happy and so delighted, and it meant so much to the family, the supports given in palliative care centres and hospitals and other community settings. But at the same time, you know, it's important that while it's fresh in their minds, that they would take chance to answer the questions.
It certainly is, and to take time to do it. And that's why I mentioned as well, maybe the person that will receive the pack mightn't be the best person, or maybe they would prefer to pass it on to another family member to do it that might feel more able to do it, you know. So it is, we would definitely encourage it. And like I said, there's our own unit here, it's a specialist unit, but then there's the hospitals, there's the community hospitals, and everybody will learn from this. And this is what nationally is driving the survey to be completed, is that we want to be able to learn, we want to be able to improve end-of-life care for everybody across all services.
You're looking to improve all the time, Mary, but sometimes you need the outsider's view.
Absolutely. And look, even in our own inpatient unit here, we have got just our own little survey that we leave in all of our patients' rooms, and we want people to fill it in. And yes, it's lovely to hear the positive feedback, but we also want to know if there's something we could be doing better, or something that would have made their stay, would have improved their stay here or for the family members. So, you know, even though we're running our own little, you know, our own little survey, this is a national survey, and this is, it's confidential. Everything that they will put into to their return is confidential. It's non-identifiable, but it will definitely help to improve quality of care across all of the services.
Yeah, definitely will. Are resources an issue, or physical infrastructure, or investment along those lines? Do you suspect that that will be raised in the survey?
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure that it potentially will be raised that if people are in acute hospitals and perhaps maybe dying in a six-bedded unit, that could be raised, and the questions are there and they want to hear these answers. And I suppose it will help lead out then from the health service perspective and HICWA's perspective about being able to improve the infrastructures, and it will support the improvement and the funding for this.
Yeah, all those issues of like privacy and dignity,
yes,
the supports that are there, being told what's happening, all of those sort of things.
Yes.
Okay. And Mary, from those sides, where does it go from there then, do you know, in terms of you know, it's now and May 2023, the questionnaire will be given out in the post, I think, for a number of people, and they're looking for people to return it then if they want to go that route.
They're looking for people to return it, and you can return it in a hard copy, as in it'll come in the post, printed out, or if people want to go online. But it is only open to people who have registered a death in September, October, November and December of last year. So maybe there are people out there that think that everybody can actually complete it, and unfortunately not. It is just for this specific amount of time that's important, you know, for people to know. Where it goes from there then is that all the information is going to go back in to the survey group. They're going to collate all the data, they're going to break it down. Every service will get feedback, but also nationally they're going to be looking at all the trends that will come back in the information and how we can then improve things and what is required, and the information will be obviously given back into the Department of Health as well.
Yeah, and then the report, the results will be published, and that's what will lead on then to quality improvements. Mary, look, everyone, you know, passes away in their own way. Is there any kind of way of quantifying what constitutes a good death? It all depends, obviously, on the ailment, on the level of pain, and a myriad of other things.
Well, there's a lot of things. I suppose with one thing we will always try to determine ourselves is within the Kerry Specialist Palliative Care Service is where does somebody want to die, and we will aim to make that happen. And if it is at home, or if it's in their local community environment, or whether it is in a nursing home or a hospital, or in the hospital or in the palliative care unit, that's one thing. But it's always to do with everything. It's to do with physical, to keep them as comfortable as possible, to have their family supported, to have the resources around them. So you're dealing with their physical comfort as well as their emotional needs, as well as their physical needs. So it's always to look at the person and the individual and make sure that we can provide the best possible care that we can.
Yeah, and that's what you're going for. So yourexperience.ie is the website to go to if anyone wants more information.
Yes, that is it. It's actually, even if you just even Google the National End of Life Survey, it will come up straight away.
Okay, so, and you'll be able to engage then.
Yes.
Okay. Mary, listen, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us about that. And best of luck with your continued work in this field. If you have a view on what Mary had to say, will you take part in the survey? If you had someone who passed away in the time period required, tell us your own story of your loved one passing away and how it was dealt with. Mary O'Connell there, Director of Nursing at the Kerry Palliative Care Services.